This is John Batchelor speaking with Judy Dempsey, the Editor-in-Chief of Strategic Europe for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, based in Berlin, about Olaf Scholz and Emmanuel Macron, two dueling leaders of two powerful states in the EU, about Ukraine. Financial Times headline, Macron says sending Western troops to Ukraine cannot be ruled out. London Telegraph headline, Scholz rules out NATO troops to Ukraine. Speaking with Judy Dempsey about Scholz at home and his very poor poll ratings these last weeks, Judy answers carefully that not only are they poor, but the rising poll numbers belong to Alternative for Deutschland. That is a right-of-center party, new, that is against NATO, against the U.S., against Russia, against the decisions made by Olaf Scholz. I think it's against NATO, EU as well. It's against everything. It's against immigration. It's against higher taxes. It's Alternative for Deutschland. And that is pressing hard on the socialists who Herr Scholz leads. So Judy does us the favor of analyzing all of the German politics now, responding to Herr Scholz, and he is responding to the suggestion by Mr. Macron, they're in competition, about Ukraine. Here's Judy Dempsey, Carnegie Endowment, A Lesson in German Politics.
I'm not so sure. The very interesting thing about the German political constellation at the moment is that the big opposition party, the Christian Democrats, which had been led by the former Chancellor Angela Merkel, they're doing really, really well. And they want to support Ukraine much more militarily. They want economic reforms at home. They're much more sort of, it's always easy in opposition, of course, but they're much more combative when dealing with Scholz. And actually, Friedrich Merz, the head of the Christian Democrats, and who wants to be chancellor in a year or two, he actually shines compared to Scholz now. So the AfD is polling at 20%, which is very, very high. The CDU is over 30%. The SPD is just way, way down. But what we have is, I don't think it's permanent realignment. I think this popularity of the AfD represents the complete unpopularity and indecisive leadership of Olaf Scholz.
More of this later. Thank you.